This is the Hangout Session Podcast, Hangout Session number 43. So this is going to be another one of those Phoner Boner episodes, but right now I'm just getting the music intro laid in, so I'm actually going to FaceTime with Norm because we're going to be doing one of the most dangerous things we have ever done on the podcast before. Yeah, Norm's going to be FaceTiming me while he's driving on his road trip. So sit back, relax, let me give Norm a call or a FaceTime, and we'll be right back. All right, guys, I'm here. Just getting ready to push the FaceTime button here with Norm. Give me 1 second. Who knows what's going to happen when this pops up here? This could be dangerous. He's probably going to make a comment. All I could see is my lips. Oh boy, I lost him already.
Oh!
How's it going, buddy?
Good, man.
So, I'm seeing I'm going to have some problems connecting with you video-wise here, but as long as your audio's in, we're good to go.
Yeah, I mean, I should be good on my end. I've been doing this driving and FaceTiming thing for a little bit now.
Okay.
So it's been working out.
What am I looking at here on your end?
I think you're just looking at me, my man.
Oh, I can't see anything.
Yeah, no.
I see the lights behind. Whoa! Oh, there you go. I see just the lights of the car behind you.
Yeah,
makes for a fun time. So where's your location right now?
I'm nearing an exit, so I'll tell you what that is. Oh, there's a place called Funk, F-U-N-C-K's Restaurant.
Ooh. Oh, no, yeah. I always see that one. You're out by, going towards Hershey, out that way.
Yeah, I'm by Lebanon.
There you go.
I'm at the Lebanon exit.
All right. You're going to go say hi to Nick and Dot?
Well, I'm on my way to see your siblings, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
So did you ever make it to Weiss?
No, I went to Walmart, and then I was like, fuck this, and just left.
So are you able to hear me through the phone? Because I'm assuming it's just...
I have my headphones in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, sounds good. So I was, I just did a little intro before just to get the music in there, but this is Hangout Session number 43.
Wait, is it 43 or 44?
44, 43, who knows?
It's 44, because... 41 was you by yourself, 42 was with Kevin, 43 was me and Rob.
Oh, boy.
This is Quattro Quattro!
There you go. So maybe I labeled it wrong on the website before, who knows?
Wait, what do you mean? Did you already did it?
No, the one with Rob, I think maybe I had that as 42. I don't even, who knows?
No, it's 43 on the app.
Oh, okay, so we're good.
Yeah.
So how have you been, buddy?
I have been okay.
Just okay.
Yeah, only okay. I mean, like, not, like, great. I mean, I'll be great in, like, 11 hours.
Yeah. So are you rested?
Yeah. I called off work. What? Yeah, I called off work today. I have the time.
Mm-hmm.
because I felt like if I went to work, I was going to beat the shit out of a coworker.
Okay. I'm sorry for the noise here. I'm trying to figure something out.
You're not bothering me, my man. You might be. Oh wait, we're on right now, right?
Oh, we're on, baby.
Oh, okay. Hi, I'm Norman. Anyway, yeah. He. Let me ask you this. Let's dig right in deep for a second.
All
right. Have you ever gone through someone else's phone?
Like a friend?
Friend, loved one, family member, whomever.
I would definitely, I will say no.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't done that at all.
Okay.
No, really, well, no need to. Now, did you do it looking for something?
Yes. This guy I work with, he's just been like a fucking bastard since day one.
is this the rebel, the guy that has the don't tread on me?
Unfortunately, he no longer works with me.
Oh boy.
He worked 24 hours straight, and at the end of his shift, which he shouldn't, like, he shouldn't have done.
Yeah.
But at the end of his shift, he was told that he wasn't going to get paid for 4 hours of overtime.
Uh-huh.
Because you can only work 20 hours straight, and he was told to go home. He didn't have, like, his anxiety meds or whatever, so he freaked the fuck out.
Nice.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, he's gone. I liked him a lot. Rebel Yell, rest in peace. This guy is, like, a 67-year-old, like, he's a fuckface. He thinks he knows everything. He has, like, his fucking hair slicked back, wears gold chains.
Mm-hmm.
He has, like, a Corvette and, like, a Lincoln MKX. He doesn't need the money, you know what I mean? He's got pensions. His house is bigger than, like, fucking our houses combined.
Yeah.
Like, he's just a fucking asshole. Anyway, he's been there for, like 11 years, something like that. And, he thinks he's hot shit. He's one of the guys, he has, like, an ego about everything, and if it's not his way, then, like, you're fucking wrong.
So he's been there 11 years and he didn't know the ropes, though?
Oh, no, no, he knows the ropes, but they're not his ropes,
mm-hmm.
So he doesn't like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he plays by his rules.
Yeah!
beep your horn for that.
No, 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 there's people around me.
No, that's fine.
No, not right now.
Okay.
I'm not going to beat my horn.
Just do it.
These fucking people.
Come on.
I call attention to.
There you go.
Did you hear it?
Yep, I did.
That's
to let the listeners know this is a real deal.
Oh, yeah. Anyway. What are you watching me on?
My iPhone.
Take a screenshot of me when I turn my light on.
Okay, yeah, hang on. Let me get mine.
Let me know when you're ready.
Oh, I'm ready.
All right.
Screenshot captured.
All right, cool. Oh, my God. Anyway.
See, I like when there's cars facing towards you because then I can see you.
Yeah.
Well, it's fun because it's just like bandit makeup. I just see a strip of light across your eyes.
Wait, that's the, there's cars coming at me and that's the mirror reflecting.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha. Nice and bright. So, yeah.
Anyway, this fucking guy, we have to report, client on client abuse. So, mm-hmm. There's four guys that live in my house. If one of them hits one of the other ones or, like, physically, like, abuses them, so on and so forth, we have to call the on-call pager and report it. What's the word I'm looking for? Policy. You know, it has to be done.
Yeah.
Because it's not like to get them in trouble.
Yeah.
But if it's a pattern of, like, someone attacking someone or whatever the fuck, like, they need a paper trail for that to make sure that, like, let's not keep this person around this person or anything like that. Or, like, this person's a danger. And the one, our newest client, was recently admitted to the hospital for, like, you know, fucking hitting people and breaking, like, punching through windows and all this shit. Wait, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Because it says pause, and that doesn't matter. Anyway, So he started. He put one of my other clients in a chokehold, and he wasn't looking to do that, but because of how he acts. He did it, and the other client was, like, fucking screaming at him, like, stop, like, you know, let me go, please let me go. He's terrified. And I said to my coworker, like, we got to call the pager on this. He goes, what do you mean? That's his voice. What do you mean? I'm like, well, any client on client, we have to call in. Like, the client could punch us in the face,
mm-hmm.
and that doesn't, we don't have to call that in, but the client on client, yeah. Because my other coworker actually got punched in the face by this kid the other day.
So how much risk is involved at your work all the time?
Well, I mean, like, if you got a knife, you get stabbed. Yeah. You know, he's not gonna punch you with the knife. He's gonna stab you.
You got it. Scary.
But yeah, no, like, yeah, he is very anything. What anything can happen in mm-hmm. the words of Wyclef Jean.
I was also going to say it's also the words of that rooster on Looney Tunes. What's his name?
I said, Foghorn Leghorn.
There you go.
There you go. big pecker, if you will.
Oh yeah, I always just pictured Jim Baczynski wearing those shirts. I just picture all that. Right. He's a Big Johnson guy, and he's also the Big Dog, or whatever that other one was.
I had a Big Dog Star Wars shirt.
So that's understandable.
Yeah, you know, gotta live that life. Oh, I'm now in Dolphin County.
Oh, speaking of Star Wars, I got a thing from the Disney Movie Club in the mail today to reserve it for the upcoming feature title, and it would come with a limited edition lithograph of some stormtroopers on the beach.
Oh,
looks pretty cool.
That's the thing I hate about Disney Movie Club, though, is like I don't give a fuck about a lithograph or whatever.
Yeah, I know. I have some of them framed in there on the steps going downstairs, so kind of looks nice.
Oh, okay.
The Star Wars one wouldn't fit. But anyway, back to your guys.
Yeah, let me finish the story. Anyway, this dude, the client, the one that was like being a piece of shit, ran away. Let me rewind. Instead of calling the pager, he called our supervisor. He lied to the supervisor and said that he was that this kid was just pulling on my other client's shirt,
mm-hmm.
and there were some red marks. His whole neck was red. There were like finger marks. You could clearly like visible finger marks on them and everything. And I said, so I texted her right after he hung up, and I was like, "Was he on the phone with you? Because this is what actually happened." And she's like, "Well, why would he lie to me? Because he doesn't want to get for some reason
to cover up."
Well, no, he favors this kid and doesn't want I don't know what his fucking deal is about with the kid or whatever, but he's just like he wants to work with them.
It's young, anyway, young love.
Sure, yeah. But he left his phone there, and it kept going off. And it was like a fucking, an alarm.
Mm-hmm.
So I went and turned the alarm off, because I didn't want to fucking hear it anymore.
Yeah.
Because he took the kid on, like, a ride. And whilst doing that, I was like, I'm going to, because his prerogative is to, like, constantly text, just, like, I guess, whatever, to the supervisor.
Yeah.
And he's texting her all this shit about I'm a big fucking fat snowflake, and all I do is want to report people. How about I go report myself?
Mm-hmm.
All I do is sit and eat and text. And it's like, first of all, like I don't eat at work because mm-hmm. then I can't like move around. I feel like shitty.
Yeah.
And like that day, literally what I had with him was a salad. But that's neither here nor is it there.
So he's not a phone locker.
Well, he has a flip phone.
Oh,
yeah, he's 67 years old.
I gotcha.
And he
I forgot about that.
When I first started working there, he wanted me to get him an iPhone. He was I don't know if he was trying to like be like a pal or whatever. But also the same day, he did ask me why I'm so fat. So
yeah, that makes sense.
Ooh, this person's license plate says Sand Cave.
Mm.
SAND CVE, Sand Cave. Mm.
I like that. You should, you can't take a picture of it. You're too
nice. He's long gone.
Listen, I don't know what my obsession is with vanity plates, but I love doing it.
I love them.
It's fun.
My friend that I tagged in your one that now follows you.
Oh, yeah.
She made her own like vanity plate thing, like Instagram.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'll tag you in one, and then you can follow it, and we can enjoy vanity plates galore.
All right. Are these ones that she spots herself?
No. Some of them are mine. I think some of them might be yours.
Okay. They better not be, because she didn't give me credit for it.
No credit needed, man. It's the art.
That's true. Send me a link. I got to check it out. I like vanity plates.
Oh, my God. There's lightning.
It was raining pretty good here.
Anyway,
back to the guy. Did you confront him?
Let me finish this. Well, he apparently like tries to sue people all the time.
One of those guys.
So I didn't confront him.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's true, because you were poking around.
Yeah, I was in his personal property, which is now out into the fucking world. So I don't care. Fuck you. Anyway, I was really kind of let down by my supervisor for not like sticking up for me.
Yeah. So what would your supervisor say? Like when he would say stuff like that?
She just didn't respond.
Which I guess is kind of better.
It's okay, but at the same time, you should be like, don't text me these things.
Yeah, that's true.
Like even that would have been like, okay, good. Like,
just put an end to it at least.
Yeah, but for some reason, like she's very loyal to this guy, mm-hmm. and everyone else in the house hates this fucking guy.
Young love.
Yeah, young love. happened so fast.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that scared the shit out of me. It started like raining immediately.
I heard it.
And I slammed my Gatorade down and got my finger got wet, so I was like, there's a leak in my car. Like my brain just went to like a
What flavor Gatorade are you road tripping with?
Right now orange.
That's a good one. That's a good thirst quencher one.
Yeah, I also have a 2 bottles of water and an Arctic Frost or Arctic Chill.
That one's okay, but that gives you that little bit of a peppermint burn kind of thing.
Well, I chew like gum constantly.
Yeah, so do I. I have an obsession.
Yeah. Yeah. Denver. Yeah. All right. I can scream now, so.
That's true.
Yeah. But, yeah, how was your week, man?
Not too bad. The typical work all the time, come home. Carrie's birthday's this weekend, so got a couple things taken care of for that.
Saturday or Sunday?
Saturday, April Fool's Day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh!
I ended up picking up a Pro Controller for the Nintendo Switch.
Okay.
Definitely much needed.
Really?
Yeah, it's a huge difference.
I guess I will get one when I get a Nintendo Switch.
Well, what happened to it?
I just returned it, like, a couple hours ago.
Why? Just for road tripping?
I needed the money.
Yeah, so did you open it at all?
No, the way I looked at it was I worked so much this week, mm-hmm. I didn't even get to open it.
Yeah.
And then when I got my paycheck and shit, I paid all my bills and everything, and I had this trip planned since January.
Yeah.
So I was like, either I keep the Switch and like just fucking bail on this and sit and stare at like, you know, a video game for the weekend and then not be able to play it for the next week, or get that money back. The Switch are like readily available now anyway. Like,
yeah.
Craig just got one. A bunch of people are getting them.
Yeah.
I'll get one again. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. My sister grabbed one at Walmart the same day Craig did.
Yeah.
I see they're on Amazon today too, both black and neon ones. So they're floating around. They're doubling production on them anyway. So you're good.
Yeah.
What'd you do with the Zelda?
I kept that. I'm keeping that forever. Okay. That's mine. Yeah. There's no way I get rid of that.
Yeah. I was going to say that. I'd hold on to that.
I didn't even buy that though. I traded Eric to Pop Vinyl for it.
Yeah, so that's a good trade. I would hold on to that.
Yeah, but no, like I said, when I want a video game, I want to play Overwatch anyway. Right now.
Yeah.
So right, like I'd rather this experience is going to be a bit. Oh, also, I'll tell you why this is important. I'm going down Georgia, going to see Horace the Band, but on Sunday coming back, I'm going to stop in Nashville, Tennessee,
mm-hmm.
to see Pat. And I'm surprising him. He doesn't know I'm coming.
Oh, okay. He doesn't listen to him, does he?
Oh, no. He doesn't listen to him, okay. No. Pat, but I told him, I already talked to him. Fuck you, Pat, you son of a bitch.
We could say whatever we want about you right now.
Yeah. You have a loose butthole, Pat. Yeah, I tell you. Yeah, take that, you shit. Anyway.
Yeah, and your underwear has streaks in them.
Yeah, just like mine do. Anyway.
especially after this 11-hour road trip.
Yo, I know, right? I take a road trip like once a year.
Yeah.
And, last year I took 2. But,
Oh, he's fading out here. Well, while he's fading out, I get a nice picture of him here on my screen reconnecting. He'll be back in a second. But I do have a road trip question I want to ask him. And as soon as it reconnects, I'll do that. But until it does, he returned the Switch. Heartbreaking. Wanted to talk some Zelda, but I guess we can't. I'll do that someday. I'll talk. Oh, there he is. Still frozen picture though. There we go.
Is it? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Would it be easier for us to just call?
Nah, we'll do this as long as we can. If it acts up again, we'll do the call.
Yeah, because I have full bars and LTE, so.
Yeah, I'm on my Wi-Fi, so. I don't know.
Who the fuck knows, man?
I don't know. So I forget what I was saying.
I was like,
oh yeah, you were talking about Pat.
I was on a tangent about how I'm what I do.
That's right.
Oh my gosh, it's poor connection. Oh my god.
I'm good. I can hear you. I could see you.
Okay.
So who knows? What I was gonna ask you is, you're on a road trip, classic road trip.
Right.
What is your classic road trip snack? Go.
Beef jerky trail mix.
Okay, that's a good snap. I like that.
Yeah.
And what about, you know what one of my favorite staples is? I enjoy that. I'll give you a guess. Go ahead.
Cheez-Its.
No, but those are good. I enjoy the classic road trip combo.
Combos.
Yeah, I like combos.
Well, here's the thing with combos, though. I always dislike them until I eat them.
Yeah. You know what's a good one, though? I like the oddball ones. Like, they had a blue cheese, a buffalo blue cheese one once before. Those were
okay, that sounds good.
Those were pretty good.
I think my problem is I always get the pizza ones.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then I just go like, oh, it's like the pizza Pringle.
Yeah. Yeah. So do you have anything that you're chewing on there? Look, this is I have something new. I was going to type bite for you live here on the podcast.
Oh,
here.
Really?
Yeah. This is
I was going to stop and drop some off in your your mailbox.
Haloshki.
Yeah. No, but I didn't want to be a creep.
That's all right. Listen, this is I'm going to show you the packaging here. See if you can see it. It's your classic. It's a classic Reese's cup,
oh,
right?
Oh, it's white chocolate, isn't it?
Nope, it's pure yellow wrapper because it's a crunchy.
What?
It's filled with peanuts. Like, it's filled with crunchy peanut butter.
Oh, shit, that's awesome.
Yeah. Although the color of the wrapper sickens me for some reason. I mean, it's that Reese's yellow, but I'm not used to seeing a Reese's wrapper this color yellow.
Yeah. Well, I want to hear you crunch into it.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a crunch. I don't know how good you're going to hear it on your end, but I'm going to give it a little.
I guess I'm going to have to wait for the pod to hear that crunch.
Yeah, there's really not too much of a crunch. I don't know if you could see the chunks in there. It's pretty light.
I can see little chunkies, yeah. Little chunkarinos.
Chunky monkeys.
Have you ever had Ben & Jerry's Chunky Monkey?
I don't know if I did.
It's great. It's so good.
It's possible. Maybe. I went to a Ben & Jerry's once and probably did.
I went to the one at the casino down in Wilkes Bar.
Oh, okay.
And, it's always delicious. I like to get, what's his name? When they had it, Stephen Colbert's Americone Dream.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That was so good.
Okay. I'm done eating.
Oh, my God. That's so not ASMR over the phone.
No, it's not. So why did you start the overnight trip?
What do you mean?
Why did you start the road trip on an overnight start instead of earlier, just so you could get some rest?
I always prefer driving overnight. Because, like the only things that are out are, like, trucks and, wow.
And podcasters.
You ever drive through Harrisburg and there's always these, the big roundabout things, like the bridges and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Driving underneath them.
Yeah.
I fucking love it, man.
Yeah, they're fun. I'm trying to think. Last time we, like, if we ever go to the beach or whatever, I like to do the same thing. I'll leave at, like, 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
Just because it's more enjoyable.
Yeah.
And then, like.
You get there in the morning time.
Yeah. And, like, by the time you get right to, like, dirty Philadelphia, it's, like, early enough that you don't have to hit any of the work traffic, you know?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't want, like, I could have left at, like, 2 or 3. Then got to my destination at like 2 or 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
And, you know, sure, whatever. But right now, like, I'm not going to hit any fucking traffic on the way.
I remember the one time we road tripped, me and Carrie, we road tripped to Ohio to go to the Christmas Story house the first time.
Yeah.
And we went like really late at night. That was a good time. We rolled into Ohio at like, I think that's about an 8-hour drive. I think we.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah, we rolled in there. Early in the morning, we rolled up to the Christmas Story house, and it was like in the middle of the night, so the leg lamp was lit in the window, and there was and there was nobody around. It was such a good feeling. Then we went to the hotel at like, I don't know, I want to say like 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
Crashed for the night and then went back in the morning and did the tour.
How long did you stay there?
We went for the weekend, or for like 3 days.
Gotta open my window for a second.
Spitting some gum out the window, folks.
Oh, yeah. Enola. I don't know, like, anything else that's, like, in Atlanta. Like, I know things that are from Atlanta, like the Braves and Outkast. But, I don't know. It's going to be an experience.
It's a good adventure.
Sure.
I'm still eating over here.
Eat away, my man. Eventually, I'm going to stop and, like, get some, like, drive-through, maybe.
Yeah.
I have been having, like, the worst farts I've ever had. And, like, the worst part is, like, I just put a new car smell tree in my car.
You might as well just throw that out the window.
Yeah, it's a new car fart. Like, yeah. God damn.
Speaking of drive-throughs, though, you know what? Carrie messaged me today, and I didn't know it, and I went and drove by and checked it out.
What's that?
Our local Taco Bell is like gone.
What?
Yeah, the Taco Bell in Hazleton.
Really?
It's completely gutted. All it is a wooden frame now.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I guess they're remodeling it though.
So there's no, like, if I was in Hazleton,
there's no Taco Bell. Your closest one is Wilkes-Barre.
I want a triple double.
Yeah, you'd probably just have to stop at any random house in Hazleton and pick one up.
That's a good one.
Yeah, because Taco Bell is not there anymore.
No, it sucks. Oh, well.
It'll be back in a month or so.
I'm going to turn my light on for a sec. And just to give you a little bit of proof.
Oh, nice. You took that with you?
Well, I left it in my car, so.
Oh, okay. So what he just showed me was the Shovel Knight Amiibo. I don't know if we talked about that on the pod last week or if that was an aftermarket thing.
I think it was an aftermarket. It was Hangout Session After Dark.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, we do have a few. That's few and far between, but every once in a while, we strike up a conversation after the podcast.
Most of the time, once the mics are not hot anymore, once the mics are cold, mm-hmm. We don't even make eye contact.
We don't talk.
We don't.
We just shit talk other people. We wrap up the cords, and we separate and go our different ways. Until next week.
Oh, man. Or, in our case, until next 2 months.
True.
Yeah.
Hey, life happens.
I'm glad we're back, though.
Yeah, life happens, you know?
True.
That just leaves tomorrow night open for a movie night.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you, guy.
Are you going to go to the movies?
No, because we usually just wait till Max goes to bed, then we'll just watch a movie or something.
Oh, okay.
You know,
plus you have Cody, so.
Yeah.
I really want to see Ghost in the Shell.
Oh, yeah. You know what movie Aiden wants to see that looks horrible? Boss Baby.
Yeah, you mean Craig?
Yeah. Looks just like him.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what?
No,
go ahead.
I was going to say, when I went to go see the Lego Batman last week, I was walking to the movie theater with Craig, mm-hmm. and we walked past the Boss Baby cardboard standee,
mm-hmm.
and I went, and like he turned to me right in front of it, and I went, oh.
Gotcha. I thought you were going to say you just started walking with the Boss Baby cutout instead and left Craig there. Yeah, you know what? You know what was funny last week after the podcast. I think it went up that night. Then the next day, the next morning when I got to work, little Cokie had messaged me about something about listening to something on the podcast. And then later that day, Craig messaged me about listening that he just got done listening. And then I always forget like that. It's so weird to like know that people you know listen like right after you put it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Little Cookie has nothing to do all night when he has his job, so.
It's a good thing, but I always forget that people listen. And you know what? Little Cookie, I was looking at his pictures he posted up. He has a nice work setup there with his Nintendo Switch.
Oh, right? That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, he,
I wish I could do that.
He's just in, like, a little trailer or whatever, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Like since he didn't get to open yours yet, I would have to ask him. But if he uses it at work, it's good for him. But, like, for an on-the-go system. I like the fact that you could take the Switch with you and play full like console games on the go, but it's not an on-the-go friendly system, in my opinion. Just too big.
You think so?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, you definitely have to throw it in a case and then in a bag. You know what I mean? It's a multi-step process. Where now, like with the 3DS, you just slap that in your pocket and you're good to go.
True. I do like the
mobility.
The mobility and convenience.
There you go.
Of the 3DS.
Yeah, it closes up. Everything's covered.
But would you want that for the Switch?
Would I want to close it up?
Yeah.
No.
Like, would you want another, like, basically 3DS?
No.
Yeah.
I like that it's separate, but I don't know how I would feel if they just abandoned it and went all Switch.
I mean, like, with the Switch, I'm definitely going to play it as a console.
Yeah.
And not like an on-the-go system.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't see myself, like, you know, sitting on the bus playing my Switch.
Yeah.
You know?
The only time
I'm never on the bus. But,
the only time mine leaves the dock is when I take it upstairs and play upstairs while Carrie's watching something I don't like.
Yeah.
That's about it.
That's on Game Grumps. Aaron was just talking about how, I guess, Susie's been watching Hannibal.
Uh-huh.
Or, I don't know, Mortimer, whoever, if you're in the lore. Anyway, And he's just been playing like Zelda the whole time.
Yeah. It's fun. My sister bought it today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wait. You said she bought it with Craig.
Well, no, she bought the Switch that day, but she bought Zelda today.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Did you see the fucking that super pack for Destiny 2?
I did. That bag looks pretty cool.
Yeah, it's solar powered.
Yeah, that's pretty neat. I saw that. You texted me that today, I believe.
Yes. Yeah. It's one of my classic send the Charlie no response.
Well, that's because I'm at work. I can't really respond right away. You texted it to me like right when like my boss was like 10 feet away from me, so I couldn't pick out the phone anyway. Yeah.
That's all right. I believe you.
I try to message back when I can. Like that's what when I was talking or messaging Bill the other day, I'm like, I gotta only message quick responses because I can't get caught. You get caught with your phone, you get written up at work.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, they're crazy there anymore.
Yeah. Well.
So remember last week we were talking about the postal service.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know if you noticed it, but I came home from work yesterday. And, yeah. Or no, was it yesterday or the day before? I don't even remember. But one of the packages that I ordered was just on the ground up on the side of the road. And the flag was up on my mailbox.
I did. Yeah, I saw that.
Okay, so I snapped the flag off of my mailbox. Ooh, I see police lights on in your FaceTime there.
Yeah, someone got an accident.
Yeah. So anyway, I snapped the flag off of my mailbox just as a fuck you so they can't just balance shit on the mailbox anymore.
Oh, do you think the wind like blew it off?
Yeah. Because that's what they did, that first one where it stayed on, I showed you the picture. They lifted the flag up and bent it a little bit, so now I just snapped it off.
So my question to you is, why haven't you like left a note there yet?
Because I contacted the post office twice, and then when I messaged United States Postal Service on Twitter today, they DM'd me from their tech support, their private message, and asked for my info, and they're going to forward the issue right to the postmaster, so... If it happens one more time, then I know nobody's done anything about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no one's gonna. Like, I mean, like realistically, do you think they give a shit?
No, not at all. I'm sure they laugh about it because I would laugh about it too. But it just sucks. Sure, the one that was on the side of the road yesterday in like the mud and shit right there that blew off of the mailbox landing on the ground had a Kindle tablet in it, so that was nice. You know?
Oh yeah. Fuck them.
Yeah, I'm trying to. It would be funny, though, to be one of my neighbors, because as soon as I come home and I see the box there, I just go into a rage and just snap the flag off my mailbox.
Especially the monastery across the street.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's like, oh, no, the tattooed one's at it again.
He got it. Yeah, but
I don't know why they all have a terrible accent that I don't know what actually is.
Yeah, and I was going to say they probably don't talk, but they talk. I've talked to them before.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Are they nuns? What are they? What's going on over there?
Yeah, they're nuns.
Okay.
Yeah, the monastery with the monks is down on 93.
Well, I know there's a monastery up in Whitehaven.
Yeah. No, if you're coming down 93, down at the bottom, right where you would turn left.
Yeah, it's a Pokestop.
Yeah, that one. That's a... Okay. Have you been playing Pokemon Go at all?
Yeah, I just got Teddy Ursa. Woo!
Oh, yeah, I had him. I cannot get a freaking shiny Magikarp. I cannot find one anywhere.
Yeah, I had him.
Wait, you had a shiny Magikarp?
No, just said, like, I'm like, I got Teddy Ursa, I'm very excited. I did a woo, and then you fucking, like, you just shit on me.
Wait, is that the evolution?
No, I think that's, like,
That's the first, he's the one with the little moon?
The little moon.
Okay,
yeah,
I have about five of those, six of them.
Oh, yeah, fuck me.
I actually caught his evolution in the wild, too.
Did you really?
Yeah.
But you can't name them.
No.
All right.
I don't remember it.
I still haven't got Tangela, so.
Oh, I thought you did.
No, I never fucking got it.
That sucks. But yeah, I cannot get a shiny. Have you gotten a shiny? You said no.
I don't play enough to like actually.
I think that event's over, though. That kind of bums me out.
Yeah, it's on the 29th.
And you want to know what?
I did catch a bunch of carp, though.
Yeah, I got a bunch of Magikarp. I could actually evolve them right now, but I was I was holding on to it, hoping I would catch a shiny one because I would just evolve the shiny.
Well, just fucking keep holding on to them, man, and then hope and pray. Maybe there'll be like a shiny event where it's like a 50-50 chance, and then you just go run around community park.
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah, I got so many to get yet. My Pokédex is not anywhere near full.
No.
No.
I think I'm at like, I have like maybe 110, something like that.
Yeah, I'm not sure what I got.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who knows?
I like the new ones though. I like seeing them.
Yeah.
Because I forget all of them, so it's kind of like, oh, what the fuck is this? And then I look that up. And
yeah,
then,
I like seeing the dark shadow on the nearby.
Yeah, me too.
It's always exciting. You know what one I caught this morning on my way to work that I didn't have yet? The little pine cone guy.
Oh, I had him.
Yeah. Oh, see.
Should've been. I have like five of him.
Yeah, I just saw it this morning. You know what? Tell me why does technology suck? Listen to this. So the other day, I go to work. Okay. I leave for work in the morning. I push the button in my car to get out of my garage. Garage door opens. Yeah. I push it. It closes. I leave. Come home from work. I push the button. The garage door doesn't open. What the fuck? So I thought maybe the battery was dead in my button pusher, you know?
Sure.
So I get out, walk in the house. I go to push the button inside to open it. And the... sorry. My sister's texting me. Anyway. And I go to push the button inside to open the garage door. And it doesn't open. So... I'm looking down, like, when you have, I check the outlet, the power works, and you know how there's sensors that go across a door?
Yeah.
So it if it breaks it, it doesn't close the door or whatever? Those are lit up, so I know that there's power coming out of the thing, but for whatever reason, there's no power going to the buttons or to the whole unit, so I think it's fried. I don't know. I dismantled the whole thing, and I looked inside for, like, anything burnt or anything melted, and I didn't see anything.
That's weird.
Yeah, so... I don't know. I guess it was kind of a new an excuse then to upgrade to a quieter one, you know, because my garage is right under the kids' room. So every morning when I get up at 4 a.m., the garage door wakes them. So
yeah.
I ended up getting a super quiet one. And here's the weird thing. I ordered it off of Lowe's website, and it said that there's none available in the local store. So I just ordered it online. I ordered it yesterday on lunch. It was at my house today.
Really?
Yeah, so I'm wondering if it came from the distribution center there that you just passed about an hour ago.
Probably. I ordered two seasons of anime on Blu-ray.
Mm-hmm.
Cowboy Bebop and Space Dandy Season 1. Cowboy Bebop was the complete series. That's neither here nor there. They were Amazon Choice products or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And it said that because I was a Prime member, I'd get free one-day shipping.
Okay.
Now, when I ordered them, it was a Saturday, so I totally assume I'll get it on Monday,
yeah.
Right? Didn't get them till Wednesday.
That I hate that.
Right?
Yeah. That's happened to me a couple times. All you have to do is just message them, like go on their live chat, and they'll just extend your Prime for a month, but that sucks.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that'd be nice. I would like to extend it to December.
Yeah.
But then I can Christmas gift it to myself every year.
Oh, yeah. Just do that. Just go on with their chat. They'll be able to look at it. They do it all the time.
I'm going to do it right now while I'm driving.
This is the most dangerous podcast this side of the wilderness.
Well, what I'm going to do once I'm done talking to you, once the podcast is over,
mm-hmm.
I'm actually going to put on Netflix.
Oh, okay. What are you going to watch?
I'm in the fourth season of Nurse Jackie.
Oh, weird.
No. Why weird? Why? Tell me why.
The only reason I think it's weird is because I don't like the cover art for it on Netflix.
It's just Edie Falco's face.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Oh, all right. I don't know. I've fallen in love with the characters of the show.
Yeah.
And I enjoy it. I love Merritt Weaver. You watched The Walking Dead, right?
Yes.
She's the one that, she's the lesbian that got the arrow through her fucking eye.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. But she's on this show. Her character's name is Zoe. She's cute as a button, mm-hmm. and I love her.
Yeah. So that's a good companion for driving there.
What, Netflix?
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose so. I mean, like I can pay attention. I'm just going to like listen to it, and like it's in my peripherals.
Well, yeah, if you know the characters, you hear the voices, you don't really need to see it.
Well, I mean, like my phone's literally right in front of me, so
yeah.
I see it all. I don't know.
This is the future of technology. You could just FaceTime while you're driving.
Well, fun fact, this little thing that I have my phone on,
uh-huh.
I got for $12 as a lightning deal.
Oh, yeah? What is it? Is it a dash, like a bag that you set it on, or?
No, it's like, it's a whole mechanism that
like
suctions to my...
Oh, yeah. I know that one.
It's fucking sick, bruh.
Yeah, for my phone, I have the one that you just clip in the air vent, you know?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And then the other, the magnet part in the back just goes in your phone case, and then it just sticks right to it.
I wanted like a heavy duty one because my phone's fucking huge.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I know. I have the same phone.
You have the 6S Plus?
Yeah.
I did not know.
Come on, guy.
I wasn't aware.
Come on, guy.
See, I would, and like, if I had the 7, we couldn't do this right now because I wouldn't fucking have headphones to fucking make it work.
Oh, that's true. Bluetooth only.
Yeah. I do want those AirPods, though.
Yeah, they're pretty nice looking. Do they come with it? They don't come with it, do they?
No. You guys spend another $80.
That's where they get you.
Yeah. It's really what?
That's where they get you.
Yeah, yeah. It's right, you know what? And I don't want to be gotten. That's, yeah, listen.
That's true. That's so 2009, it seems.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. Ooh, Cracker Barrel. I think I'm the only person that ever said that.
Cracker Barrel, no way. That's a good breakfast joint. I enjoy the pancake stacks there.
I've never had it for breakfast, but I had it for the first time. Ooh, it's the Walmart Distribution Center? Or no?
No, you're too far for that. No, maybe. No, yeah, there's not one there.
Where's the Walmart Distribution Center?
By Lowe's Distribution Center?
Where's that?
Did you pass the Sara Lee Factory?
Where's that?
Oh, boy. Where? If
It's dark out, my man. I'm not looking around.
You're already past Lebanon. You're up by Harrisburg now?
I'm way past Harrisburg.
Okay, you're way past the distribution center.
I'm doing 90 miles an hour, my man.
All right, you're way past where you should be.
No, not really. I'm doing 69.
No, I don't know. Maybe there's a Walmart distribution center out where you're at, but that's not the one. That's not the one that's up by us.
I don't know. All I know is right before I hit Maryland, there's going to be a Hardee's, and I'm hoping it's open.
Yeah, hoping it's open. Do you have Easy Pass?
No, there's no tolls anyway.
No. Oh, you're interstate traveling.
Yeah, I go 81 to when I hit Tennessee, I'll get on 40 West. Then I'll go on 40 West to 75, and I'll be in Atlanta.
What's the weather like? Did you check it before you left?
A little bit of rain. It's going to be a nice weekend, though.
Yeah, it's supposed to be nice here. I think it's supposed to be in the 60s. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, like, I'm going to wear my shorts and my T-shirt, so.
Yeah.
That's what I always wear. Except at work now, I can't wear shorts anymore.
For real?
Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
What, they dress code it up there?
Yeah, they're talking about actually, like, giving us a uniform.
Oh, that's weird.
Where we're going to have to wear dark black or blue pants.
Yeah.
And then a provided polo.
That's weird.
Which, in my, like, what I'm going to do is I'm going to wear this stupid fucking polo, but I'm going to wear, like, fat man fucking sweatpants and look like a moron.
So do they provide you then with a uniform pajamas to wear when you have to sleep there?
Yeah, right?
You should make them.
You can't wear shorts to sleep.
Man, that would drive me
like,
nuts.
I'd be like, fuck you, I'm sleeping naked.
That would drive me nuts.
You ever sleep naked? It's great. I feel like it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's the best. Anyway, the whole thing with, like, not wearing shorts, like, I can't fucking function without being in shorts.
Yeah, I wear shorts pretty much all the time. Sometimes in my old age in the winter, I've been wearing longer pants, but where I work, it gets so hot, like, instantly just from working there.
Are you allowed to wear shorts at work?
Yeah, you can wear whatever you want.
Oh, yeah.
People wear tank tops there. Wife beaters, they wear whatever. They don't care.
Yeah, we can't even wear tank tops anymore. And like, I have, like, right now I'm wearing, like, a muscle shirt just because I got the new tattoo and I don't want to, like, have it rubbing while I'm driving for fucking how long?
No, it sucks.
Because it's in that, like, that tight stage.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's getting crispy.
Yeah, it's not the tight bite stage. This is the tight skin. No. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's not for the sweet eats.
Yeah. It's like the low budget version of a tight bite.
Oh, man. Shut her down.
Shut it down.
Anyway. I don't know. I want to wear shorts. Oh, but my thought process behind it is, like, the main goal of my company is to get the clients out into the community.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, how am I supposed to, like me and my one client that loves wrestling, like, how are me and him supposed to go out to like, see any wrestling event, but, like, I have to really super point him out in the community because I'm wearing, like, a fucking uniform guiding him around.
Yeah, really.
Instead of just there in, like, my normal comfortable clothes with him and just chilling and, like, hanging out. That's how it should be. That's how it's been for, like, fucking 20-some years. But, you know, hey, let's put them in a fucking uniform. Let's give them a polo. I really hate the polo.
Yeah. I'm not a polo
guy. I hate polos and I hate pants. I'm not a polo pant. You know what I mean?
No, yeah, the PPs. That's not for you. Hey, listen, you want to hear something funny that iPhone just did? My sister messaged me about doing something, and I messaged her back, and I said, not right now. I'm podcasting right now. But instead of now, for some reason, I don't know what combination of three letters I pushed, but it auto-corrected it to Bieber, like Justin Bieber.
So what was the sentence?
I'll do it later. I'm podcasting right Bieber.
All right.
Yeah.
So yeah, man, that works. That works for me.
Yeah. I don't remember what I was... Oh, yeah. Speaking of wrestling, I was going to ask you a wrestling question, actually.
Sure, I'm ready.
Do you play wrestling video games at all?
Here and there.
So like that 2K17 wrestling?
I didn't get the new one, no. I had the last one I got, I think CM Punk was on it.
Okay. It's free this weekend on the Xbox.
Motherfuck.
Yeah, but you're not home. But I was going to say, I was going to ask you how that game was.
All the wrestling games are awesome.
Yeah, but the only thing that bothers me about wrestling games is like they're always just a little off. Like you can't you can tell that like they're not making contact as characters. Yeah. You know what I mean? I don't know what it is about it. They always just are a little off.
It's wrestling, so they have to not make contact. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's still got to be it's still gonna be the fake punch.
Yeah, that always bothered me though, because it just looks loose. I don't know. I don't know how to describe it.
My coworker that I work with on Mondays and Tuesdays, she is not into wrestling at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I sit there and I watch it with my one client who loves it, like loves it. He has like a fucking full cutout standee of Ultimate Warrior.
Uh-huh.
But she keeps going on, like she'll just be like, "It's so fucking fake. It's so," and like I now she just does it because like it really puts me in a rage.
Uh-huh.
But and every time, like every time it gets me, and I'm like, "Well, you watch." I'm like, "This is my argument. You watch the Lifetime channel. That's all fucking fake. Yeah. Everything you watch is fake too."
Yeah,
like it's just entertainment. It's just a television series that's been going on since like the fucking 80s.
Yeah, everything on TV is fake.
Yeah, but it's not real. It really is real. Like they're really fucking like getting hurt and bleeding and jumping around and doing like bullshit.
Yeah,
but like, are they actually punching each other in the face? No, but they're telling a story.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. It's entertainment.
It's a soap opera, basically.
Yeah, exactly. And, man. I'm, you know what?
I see that big rig behind you.
Yeah, he's a fuckface.
He's red.
Is it red?
Yeah.
I can't even tell.
Oh, he's a red big rig. I see him.
All right. Anyway, yeah, just don't belittle my stories, okay?
Yeah.
Let
Normie have his stories.
Yeah, exactly.
My mom used to watch Days of Our Lives when I was little. I don't know if I doubt she does anymore. I'm surprised that show's still on. But all I remember is like when we didn't have school, like we had to like hang out downstairs when she was watching Days of Our Lives. And then just so she could watch it so she didn't get bothered.
Oh, okay.
But then I always just remember like hearing the ending credit sound, that means we can like run upstairs and have lunch. I don't know why that was a memory I have. Days of Our Lives.
I don't know what it was about or what it is or was whatever about soap operas,
mm-hmm.
but like I can't fucking stand.
Oh no, yeah, it's disgusting. I've never watched one. But here's another weird thing too. Speaking of Days of Our Lives and the theme song, for some reason when I was little, you'd have to look it up if you wanted to look up to see how old I was for this, but I don't want to do it. I don't want to do the research right now. But
okay.
Did you ever see Days of Our Lives come on?
No.
Okay. It's just like this really disgusting picture of one of those sand, like an hourglass sand thing.
Okay.
And it just like has a guy that just goes, like, sands of the hourglass, so are the days of our lives. And then the shitty music starts, right?
Okay.
But for some reason, when I was a little kid, I just thought like that guy said that every week, right?
Like, yeah, yeah.
I wasn't in my head thinking like, no, it's a pre-recorded intro that's just always being used, you know? So
okay.
I was just thought for whatever reason that the guy just said that every week. I don't know why. So I said to my mom, what's going to happen when that guy dies? Like who's going to say it, right? Next week, the guy fucking died.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. So, if you want to see how old I was when I was an idiot and thought that a guy recorded his voice every week, just look up when the guy that did the announcing for Days of Our Lives died, because it was the week before. Man. The week before I asked that. That always stuck in my head.
Is it still the same voice and everything?
I don't know. I would assume. It's all these same actors from when I was a little kid, too.
Yeah, I don't even, like, I don't fucking know anything about any of it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'll have to try to catch it one of these days and see if it's still the same guy's voice, but.
What are all, it's Days of Our Lives, is General Hospital one?
That's a name of one. I don't know if any of these are still on.
I'm trying to think, there's another date, I don't know.
There's a whole bunch of junk.
Yeah.
Not for me.
I know one of them, like James Franco was on for like a minute.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I don't know. They all seem to take place in like doctor's offices anyway.
Yeah. Well, there was one I watched like a little bit of it because the girl from Xenon, Girl of the 21st Century, was on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she's a hot piece of ass.
Uh-huh.
She's what I like to say, fine.
I like the little southern twang since you're heading down south.
Well, yeah, I gotta get my draw along.
Yeah.
I'm very excited to go to a Bojangles.
Is that same truck? Gross.
No.
All right. Bojangles, I don't know what that is.
Bojangles is a chicken joint.
Oh,
Yeah, you wouldn't know. But they have very delicious chicken. They have a very good bacon.
Bojangles. Don't know of
Bojangles. Isn't it like a fucking, it's a great name.
It is.
Hey, where are you going? I'm going to the Bojangles.
Heading down to Bojangles.
Yeah.
Just picture how old people would say it. Bojangles.
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 Say it again.
Bojangles.
The best part.
That's because like the dentures slip a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm trying to push it back up with my tongue. The super super grip polydent slides, you know.
Oh my god. Bojangles.
Bojangles.
There it is. Oh fuck.
Good times.
One day bring a character to the show that has that voice.
Yeah, I was thinking of character work today. I was thinking of the old grandpa that called the GameStop last week. He didn't know how to pronounce Zelda. That's a shame.
What, you Zeldy?
Zeldy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was actually thinking today of doing a little kid's voice, but I didn't have time to set up because my computer was giving me a problem.
You know what? You should do a little kid's voice. And call about the new Destiny pre-order.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And then when you, when you're asking them, ask them how much the price is.
Okay.
And when they're like, oh, it's $250, like, just be like, motherfucker. Like,
in the kid voice?
Okay. Yeah. Like, that's fucking outrageous.
I'm fucking telling my dad.
Yeah. My dad's going to be fucking pissed. Oh, could you take a credit card over the phone?
I like how Mickey Mouse just joined the call.
Well, you know, man, what the fuck ever.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
I actually won an award for that.
Yeah, you know, I remember seeing that. It was in the garbage. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Well, I guess we're sitting out at around an hour, so I don't know how well the audio quality is going to be, so maybe we'll... wrap it up. I'll let you get some Netflix time in there.
Like, I mean, if you want to hang up, you can hang up. I don't, you know.
Well, I'm
in for the long haul, man. We can do this. Let's go all night.
I would, but I mean, I gotta go to work.
Did I tell you about like my trip to New York?
No.
You want to end it on my last trip, and then our next podcast, I can tell you about this trip.
There you go. So wrap up. When did you go? Did you go after the podcast last week?
I went the next day, right? I went on Sunday.
Okay, 2 days after.
So we recorded on Friday. I went on Sunday, because I worked on what's it called Sunday. I woke up, went to Brooklyn, and got a new tattoo. I don't know if you saw it on the Instagram.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
What is that? What is that from?
It's just this dude's original character. You know, original design.
Okay. Yeah, I liked it. I didn't know if it was from something.
It was the shop and everything was really cool. It was in Greenpoint. Mm-hmm. So it was like the most fucking hipster part of Brooklyn you could be in.
Yeah.
There was literally a guy not wearing any socks or shoes or shirt.
Yeah.
And only the crispest.
Crispiest?
And the crispiest, mate. Yeah. the it's not crispy. Crisp. You ever see, like, you know, like fresh iron slacks?
Yeah, like with that nice crisp crease.
They look crisp. He was wearing crisp black overalls.
So, like, these were just bought, never washed, just worn.
Or like, he just fucking, like, super cleans and darkens them somehow. But, yes, he was there. This guy was there. There's fucking just the most eclectic mix of weirdos. But, like, I felt, and this is really cool, I felt like almost a celebrity for a second. Because, oh, my God, he's telling me to hold on. He's walking away. I'm still here trying to talk.
All right, I'm back. Sorry.
Okay, no, it's okay. What's the last thing I said?
You were a celebrity.
I felt like a celebrity for a second because I came in, and the guy that's tattooing me, his name, if you guys want to look on Instagram, is Seth Graham Tattooer. Great fucking dude. This is another thing, too. He's non-binary, which I know we always talk about that. And I don't know, like, I didn't ask him his pronouns. So, like, I just keep saying he. He has a penis. And he said, like, he has a girlfriend. But he called her his partner.
Uh-huh.
And so I don't know. Anyway, while walking into the shop, I was like, don't say man or dude. Don't say man or dude.
Yeah.
Because I always constantly say man or dude.
That's the first thing you said.
First thing I said was like, oh, what's up, man?
Nice.
And, like, just in my head, went, fuck. But the rest, they saw my other tattoos. Like, oh, man, who did those? And I told him it was Alex. And the girl who was behind the register is like, he's, like, my fucking favorite. And then I have a tattoo by Myra O.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, you got tattoos by both of my favorites. And they were all, like, looking at my arm and, like, fucking pulling. And, like, all the tattooers were just, like, looking, like, oh, that's cool. Oh, you're the one that got that one. I was like, oh, yeah, that's me.
That's cool. So they knew the work.
Yeah, they knew the work from, like, the gram. And then they were all stoked because I guess this tattoo that Seth did on me was one that he drew a little bit ago and, like, talks about every fucking day since someone would get it.
Yeah.
And then when I finally, like, I paid for it, like, 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Because he said to put, it was $250 for the tattoo, which isn't bad for the size of it and everything.
Yeah.
And he said, if you put, like, one down, then I'll hold it, hold the drawing and the thought. I was like, well, I'll just pay the whole thing right now. And then, like, we'll, you know, get together when we can. But I don't know. I was stoked on it. Everything, the whole place is a really good vibe. Except for that dude in the overalls. He can fuck off. But anyway, so I got the tattoo. I went to go visit Eric Stover and his brother. And then we were on his brother does, like, improv.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to his improv show because his class, like, just ended. So they did, like, a final show.
Yeah.
And on the way there, I got pulled over.
Oh, nice.
And, like, I never thought I was going to be pulled over on the mean streets of Manhattan. But I did, and I got freaked the fuck out. And, like, that, it really, I don't, it unsettled my nerves for some reason. I just, it wasn't that bad, but I got pulled over at 6:20, and he didn't let me drive away till 7 o'clock.
What the hell did he have you there for that long? Just farting around?
I took a right turn. Because iPhone told me to, and apparently I wasn't allowed. But there were no—I didn't see any fucking signs or anything. And I had a green light; everything was good. But you know, I don't know. That fucked me up, and I felt like my nerves were all, like, fucked up. And I went to the show, and it was fun. And my friend Allie from high school, she came out. She lives in Queens now.
Mm-hmm.
We all went to a bar afterwards, and I got a nice filet mignon. With some asparagus and shit, and, you know, I just had a really chill time. It was a nice little weekend, and it reinvigorated my need to, like, get out of my house again, you know what I mean?
Yeah, when you eat asparagus, does it make your piss smell?
Yo, on my way home, I stopped at a rest stop to piss.
Yeah.
And it was the fucking worst.
And did you remember that you ate asparagus?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's because it's, like, the only thing I ate that day.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know?
But, gross.
Next time you eat asparagus, like, try to piss, like, right after it. That's pretty instant.
Yeah. Well, I ate the asparagus, then only an hour later I pissed.
Yeah. That's weird. So. It's pretty instant. Anything else ever do that to your pee?
Vitamins.
Yeah, vitamins have that smell. What about coffee?
Well, no. Vitamins never have the smell, but they have like they give it like a fluorescence.
Yeah, no, you could like, smell. You could smell in like that. Vitamin B does that a lot. What if you take like vitamin B complex? Like,
yeah, that's the one I take.
Yeah, yeah, it gives you that weird fluorescent greenish yellow piss, but it does have a weird smell to it. But also, like every once in a while,
next time I'll sniff it.
Yeah, give it a sniff. Sometimes coffee does that. If I switch it up and try something different, you could smell it.
What do you switch to?
Like if I do like a French vanilla, like a flavored one,
okay,
or something like that, then it's noticeable.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it's weird.
Oh, okay, one final tidbit, and we're done.
All right,
because we're talking about like weird smells.
Yeah,
I bought stuff to make homemade crab cakes last night with my sister.
Homemade what? Cupcakes?
Crab cakes.
Oh, crab cakes. Okay.
And at work, I was watching Destination Exploration or whatever the new Josh Gates show that's on Travel Channel.
Mm-hmm.
And he was looking for the historical version of King Arthur, and I was real intrigued by it. One, because I like Josh Gates. He's really charismatic. But like I really like the story because they're talking about how King Arthur might actually have been Scottish,
mm-hmm.
and there's so many fucking things that point to that up there.
Uh-huh.
The problem is like the one thing they could like if they could search the grounds, they would probably find out. But it's protected Scottish heritage.
Yeah,
so they can't dig up the land.
That's crazy though, because it's something that would like completely change.
It'd change the history of the
history,
world.
Yeah, and they can't do it.
Yeah, he was going through these like caves underneath in Wales, and he was like, there was like 50 fucking miles of caves.
That's crazy.
It was so crazy, but I didn't want to. I didn't want to spend the money on the crab cakes. But when I went to get flour first, and on sale was King Arthur flour,
uh-huh.
and I was like, that's calling to me.
Yeah, you have to.
But so my sister made the crab cakes. I ate them, and like it was. I felt like I ate one, and then instantaneously had to shit so bad.
A heavy crab cake.
And so much.
Yeah. Just a heavy crab cake fell out.
Yeah. I shit out the crab cake.
I found vegetarian crab cakes this year.
Really?
Yeah, that company, I can't think of the name of it, but like, I don't know wherever you look at vegetarian food, but like, I know Target sells it, Weiss sells it, wherever. It's in the frozen section that has like the Morningstar stuff.
Okay.
There's a company that puts all their stuff in bags.
Okay.
I can't think of the name of the company, but the...
Beyond Meat.
No, it's not that one. That's a brown bag. Oh. But these are white bags. So, like, they have fish fillets. They have crab cakes.
Huh.
They have chicken strips and chicken nuggets. They're pretty good.
I really wanted to find those, the vegetarian beef jerkies.
Yeah.
And I went to the Mr. Z's in Mountaintop.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the beef jerky section.
Yeah,
and they weren't there.
Yeah, these, like I said, these were hanging on a like one of those clip strip thingies over in the produce department.
The produce department.
Yeah, you know, in the produce department where like the vegetarian food is, that company makes all their stuff and it's cold. They have like the vegetarian like right by the tofu. They have like sausage, hot dogs, all that.
Yo,
stuff.
Oh fuck! Yeah. I know exactly where it is. In the Mountaintop one.
Yeah, I mean that it was just hanging on a clip like over there.
Yeah.
So I mean, maybe other stores like put it over by the beef jerky, but I don't know.
Well, no, if because I know exactly the stuff that you're talking about.
Yeah.
So it probably was there.
That's where it was. So why did you want to go with that rather than a regular beef jerky?
It was delicious.
Oh, okay. Just curious.
Yeah.
Now, Bill tells me that he had a teriyaki brand there as well, or the same brand, but a teriyaki-flavored one.
Yeah.
But I haven't found that.
I had, I got the perky jerky. The perky turkey jerky.
Perky turkey jerky.
Perky turkey jerky.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's always, that's my next, like, if I'm buying jerky, I'm going to try to find that vegetarian one.
Yeah.
Next down, I'll be the perky turkey jerky.
Now, does the turkey jerky have that same kind of a chew as a beef jerky, or does it have a more of a... separates easier.
It's a little easier and it's a little juicier.
Okay, the juice it's factor.
Well, it's not like it's not wet or anything.
Yeah,
but it's definitely it's softer.
Yeah,
okay. Like I don't like a hard beef jerky.
Yeah, you don't want to snap like, a tooth.
I want it to be tender.
Yeah, so you don't want it to be like Pecos Bill, where he says you don't need teeth to enjoy our beef.
Who's that?
Isn't one of their slogans, like, I think it's the Pecos Bill beef jerky brand, but it's just like the stuff that's in the chew cans.
Oh, yeah, Wild Bill.
Yeah, Wild Bill. And he's like sitting there shooting his guns in the air, and he's saying, you don't need teeth to enjoy our beef.
And he's like, ba-ding! It's him spitting the beef jerky spit.
Yeah, and he's like, there's gold in them near hills. Gold!
When I first found those things, I used to put them under my lip.
Everyone did that, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and then I felt like, I'd leave in there for too long, and it fucking tastes like shit.
Yeah, and then you get the salty lip. Oh, yep. Yeah. You want to know what I did a couple years ago? I was, every once in a while, like, I would just crave stuff. Like, I I'm straight edge. I never did any tobacco products or anything like that, but there's a company, like, I love coffee, right? There's a company called Grinds, Grinds.
Okay,
so you know those, like, little snooze packets that they make, like, of chewing tobacco, that's like the little packet that you put in your mouth?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, this company, Grinds, they make those, but it's all coffee in them.
And
you just pop that in your lip, and you chew it like one of those things, but it's just filled with coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Baseball players use them a lot, too. But they're one of those companies that just sends cases of them to, like, baseball teams, and they just sit there, like, chewing on their grinds, you know? But they
are you going for it?
Oh, I bought some. I bought the sampler pack a couple years ago.
Yeah.
There was, like, a mocha-flavored one, an original, and a mint.
How was it?
The mocha one was good. The original one was good. The mint one was a little rough.
Yeah, I could see mint being rough.
Yeah, it was kind of like, I would assume it would be like what a menthol or a menthol-y chew type of thing would be. I don't know. It wasn't that good. But they were pretty strong. But the thing that grossed me out is, like, the pouch that they were in, it was, like, very fuzzy, like a fibery, fuzzy-ish type pouch. I don't know. So I kind of gagged every once in a while. Like, I'd pop one in, and I'd just be like, That's rough.
Gross.
Yeah. They weren't too bad, though. I wouldn't buy them again, though. I think they were like three something for they came in a chew can, like a can like that.
Oh, okay. They were about
three something a piece. I don't know the sample.
I don't think chew is something I could ever try.
Yeah, obviously I wouldn't, never did. I don't know why I had the urge to pop in a coffee grinds pouch, but I did.
Well, I mean, like, coffee's fine because that's weird. You know what I mean? But, like, tobacco, you know, not for me.
Yeah.
Like, I would honestly probably try, like, cocaine or something before I would. I'm serious.
Yeah.
Because it just feels like it's just gross shit.
Yeah. This one guy I work with chews tobacco, and you could always see where he, like, follow the trail of tobacco chew shit all the way to his car every day.
Really?
You have to walk over mountains of it.
Oh, man, that sucks.
Yeah.
There's a kid in my home ec class that chewed, and he would always be like, hey, stand in the doorway, because, like, each home ec, like, kitchen, I'm doing my little finger quotes, kitchen, had a little, like a pot or, like, a doorway.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, all right, cool, and he'd, like, spit in the sink, oh, yeah, this is cool.
Now he doesn't have a lip.
Fun story about him. He and his first girlfriend in high school had to go to the hospital. Because the condom slipped off when he was inside.
Ah! Nice. Hey, you know what? I wanted to tell you then, before we got off, I had to run into Walmart today, and our Walmart in Hazleton has that whole mystery pack display thing that you sent me a picture of before with the Garbage Pail Kids ones.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they have that there.
Did you grab them?
No.
Oh.
Nope. There was an...
Oh, you'd at least grab one of them.
I was going to, but I didn't. There was an update to Zelda Breath of the Wild today, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What was the update, my man?
I don't know. I just turned it on, and it started updating. It just...
I'll probably watch the Game Grumps do episode 19 if it's up.
Yeah. All it says is, Zelda Breath of the Wild version 1.1.1 adjustments have been made to make for a more pleasant gaming experience. Don't know what that means. I'm having a pleasant time playing it.
Maybe they added a little bit of, like, music and, like, soothing breath or air. I don't know.
Yeah. I enjoy when you're walking around and then, like, all of a sudden you just hear somebody tickling on the old ivories.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, you're just walking around, you hear the sounds of nature, and then all of a sudden you just hear a little piano tickle in the air.
A little piano.
Yeah. It's a good time. All right, well.
Hang it in the chow line.
Listen, you have a good road trip.
I will.
Keep it safe.
I shall.
Come home in one piece.
I was really hoping to cut a few toes off, but if you say so.
Well, you could do that, but just you just come home in one piece. Just leave the toes there. I don't care. Just don't come home with like a bag of toes. That's weird.
First of all, what am I supposed to give people as like souvenirs?
I would say toes.
You would say toes, right? Yeah.
But like when you give it to them, like you got to like shave them off, like whittle one off one at a time, like pop so it pops into their hands. But you have to save this little piggy the whole time. So
Oh my fuck.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but that just like made my stomach like turn.
Yeah. So just picture you grabbing your little foot, picking it up in the air.
No.
You take your knife and you have to whittle one off. But when you whittle it.
I don't want to talk about it.
Well,
that.
The listeners need to know how it's going to go. So when you whittle all one right. off, you're grabbing your foot and then you're going, yep. This little piggy went to market. And you just whittle it off. But when you do, it's like.
Son of a bitch.
It pops off, you know.
Oh, God.
But they have to catch it.
I can feel it in my asshole.
You have to catch
it,
though.
If
they don't catch it, you have to do the next one. They have to go until they catch one.
Oh, God. I feel like my butthole's going to puke.
All right. Well, listen, before that happens, I'm going to let you go so you can drive safe. You get your Netflix booted up there. We'll be back. I'll give all the formalities off air so I could pop in the music here. You know how it goes.
Sure.
Enjoy your trip.
You enjoy your weekend.
Oh, I
hopefully,
will.
Hopefully Carrie has a nice happy birthday. Tell her I said, holy shit, I just ran over a bag. No, don't tell her that.
It's too late. That's the first thing you said after say tell her, so I have to.
Sweetie, give her a sweetie.
I will.
And hey, everybody out there, enjoy WrestleMania this weekend.
Yeah, I saw that. That's why I think it's a free play weekend.
Maybe.
Yeah. All right. Well, enjoy your trip, and I'll talk to you later. Send me some messages on your travels.
All right, you'll check out some of my pics on the gram.
All right, I will, and I'll make sure not to like any of them. Okay. I don't do that. I don't know why.
Bye.
All right, I'll see you later, man.
See ya.
Bye,
bye.
All right, guys, I just hung up on him. But give me 1 minute. We'll be right back, and then we'll head out so you can enjoy your week. All right, guys. Listen, you want to go over to hangoutsession.com? You could listen to the show on there. You could leave a comment on there, too, if you want. And you could also go over to iTunes, rate us, review us, subscribe to us on there. Just search for The Hangout Session. We're going to be the first thing that pops up on there. And also, if you'd like to donate to the show, you can do that right on hangoutsession.com. You could also email us, hangoutsessionpodcast@gmail.com. And make sure you follow us on Instagram and Twitter, both at The Hangout Session. No, actually, it's Hangout Session. I'll get it right one of these times. Who knows? But go ahead, follow us over there, Hangout Session. And until next week, my name's Charlie. That was Norm, who is road tripping. And we'll catch you later.